Many parents and teachers are backing the scrapping of NCEA fees, but reaction to the rest of the plan, which includes a renewed emphasis on literacy and numeracy, is not unanimous. The government says the changes will reduce pressure on students and teachers, but while overall it will reduce the amount of internal assessment in schools, it will increase external assessments such as exams. Claire Amos is principal of Albany Senior High School, and Tom Webb is principal at Mangere College, both in Auckland. Welcome to you this morning.
Good morning.
Morena.
Morena, if I could start with you, Tom, you like the look of these changes?
Yeah, we think overall they're really positive changes. Reducing the over-assessment for students and workload for teachers is really important.
Tom, talk me through just very quickly the NCEA credit changes. It's quite complicated for those who are not sort of in doing it, but essentially you don't have to get as many credits. It's slightly less pressure in that first year NCEA.
Yeah, the NCEA Level 1 is changing from 80 credits down to 60 credits. And within each subject, each piece of work will be worth more credits. So there'll be fewer, smaller credit items.
And why is that a good thing?
Well, it reduces assessment overload. Currently, students can be facing up to about 30 assessments each year. So it will reduce the number of assessments, and so assessment overload for students and workload for teachers.
Okay, Claire, you're not so sure that you feel it may limit a bit of the options for students.
Yeah. I tend to disagree a little bit in terms of the potential for of dealing with over-assessment and dealing with the teacher workloads by these particular changes. I think we're actually losing the opportunity for more creative, integrated courses, which actually meant that we were assessing students in more meaningful and contextualised ways. And, you know, as much as it sounds like a simple solution to push half of the assessments to external to deal with teacher workload, I think we've got to be mindful of the fact that teachers do a whole lot of work to prepare those young people for external assessments, whether it be feedback and, sort of pre-testing and making sure that they're ready to succeed in those external assessments. So I don't think it's as simple as it looks.
Tom, is it tough for students who don't enjoy, a lot of students don't enjoy exams, but external assessment, if you increase that quantum, if you like, of the overall assessment, it could disadvantage some students?
I don't see that external assessment has to be through exams. We currently got examples of pieces of work which are externally assessed, but where the work is being done in school, for example, the portfolio within art. And if we see more examples of that through different subjects, we can still have that externally assessed component without it necessarily meaning more exams.
Claire, we know that the New Zealand education system for a vast bulk of students does pretty well, but we know that there is a tale of underperformance. We know that socioeconomic factors, Māori and Pacifica, aren't doing as well as they should. How will these changes help them?
I'm not sure that they necessarily will address that. I mean, I support Tom, and I agree with the fact that any sort of simplification can be useful. But I think we look to examples such as Dr. Anne Milne and the students at Te Aroha that have been doing really interesting, creative, internally assessed courses that have been contextualised for them, and they've been having huge amounts of success. They've actually found stepping away from external assessment and doing more internal assessment has meant real success for their students. And, you know, and I acknowledge that external doesn't necessarily mean exams, but what we've also got to be mindful of, Tom mentioned the idea of the portfolio assessments that we see in art and technology. Do you know who marks those external assessments? For the most part, teachers. And they do that at the end of the year because seniors have left and they're freed up to take on that extra work. So we've got to be careful that we don't actually have unintended consequences. I love the idea of going to external portfolios and more creative external ways of assessing. We just need to make sure we have the skills and the resources to ensure that that doesn't unintentionally add to the workload of teachers throughout the school year, trying to do those second responsibilities of also being external markers.
Okay, Claire Amos, Principal, Albany Senior High School, thank you very much. And Tom Webb, Principal for Mangere College, appreciate your time this morning on RNZ National.